You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
When Yosef brought the children, Ephraim and Menashe, so Yaakov looked at them and he said, "Mi ele." So he said, "Who are these people?" So now, all these 17 years, they used to come to their grandfather. So all of a sudden, he tells them, "Mi ele, who are these people?" So this is an interesting thing. The difference between "mi ele" and "Elohim" is the same letters. But when you separate it, "mi ele," then there is no Elohim. So now, Harav explains that at the time of the Chet Ha'Egel, when they worship the calf, the Erev Rav, they said, "Ele Elokecha Yisrael." So this is your God. So the same term that Yaakov Avinu used, "Mi Ele," I don't understand, who are these people? So now, Harav says, Yosef said, no, Hashem natan li Elokim baze. So Rashi Akedah says he showed his father his ketuvah. This was a kosher ketuvah. It was in a exactly the way it should be done. The edim, the witnesses, and all of that. So now, here, why Yaakov Avinu was surprised? So you look at the letters of Vayar, it's the same letters of Yehu, Uvanav, and Menashe, and also Yerobam Vachav. So now here, unfortunately, from these two kids, The outcome was wicked kings, Yerobam, Achav, Menashe. So it's a code that you can derive. When he says Vayar, that's what it comes out. So that means from these two kids that we give blessing to our kids on Shabbatot, Simcha Elokim, Kifrayim v'chem Menashe. But here, on the other hand, we see such a terrible kings that came out of him. They misled Am Yisrael, they made them to worship idols. So what is that supposed to mean? You're given blessing that to be like Ephraim and Menashe. On the other hand, we see Yaakov Avinu says, "Ay, ay, ay, who are these people? All these terrible kings is going to come out of him." So now the question is, what happened all of a sudden that from these two kids that we keep blessing is such a terrible outcome? What happened? Why? Why such a thing should happen? You follow? See, the outcome of these two kids, that we do give blessing to our children, was a terrible outcome. Very, very wicked kings. That's not? No, that's a shalom. That's not? What's tzaddiki? That's not what's a tzaddiki. How did they live in Mitzrayim? Menashe Ephraim, how did they live? I know, what was their style of living in Mitzrayim? How did they live?
They were separated from the rest of the
family. I understand, but where did they live?
Their father.
Where did your father live?
In the palace.
What does it mean to live in a palace? What does it mean to live in a palace?
luxury.
What does that mean?
They have everything they want and they're comfortable.
Yeah. Every night, pizza, sushi.
Yeah.
Right?
Because the requirement to live for is to just have to sit on the floor, have just bread, a little bit of this, then you become a Torah scholar.
Well, yes. But the point is, bottom line, these kids, they were spoiled. The kids, the Menashe Ephraim, even though that we give him the blessing, why we give him the blessing? Because they were able to attain more than whatever that their position was. So that means these kids became part of the tribes. Yeah. Menashe and Ephraim became the part of tribes. But because this this style of living that they had, anything was prepared for them. The luxury. So now we see the base, they never toiled. They never had to gain something. They had a happy life.
And they were not in a congregation. And there were not many kids like them around to learn from them, or 10 people, maybe. There was not a kahal when they grew up.
Understand? That 17 years that Yaakov lived with them, they should have gained something. But we see, because the base was not really something that they made something out of themselves. So we see later on, 1,000 years later, we have such a disaster that came out from these two kids. So that's why Yaakov Yom Shalom, as Harav Elba B'Chatzia explains, Miele, who are these kids? Because he looked through his prophecy that unfortunately these two kids are going to have a terrible outcome. So now here, of course, sometimes things become very tough, very hard. But here you have to understand that when things become hard, so that means you're creating the base that is going to build up your future. For example, if you like to build a high rise, is that a shame? You know, school in Yerushalayim, Beit Knesset. So now, 10-floor building. What do you need to do first?
10 floor down.
What do you do?
The foundation.
You have to go down.
Right.
Yeah, you have to go down. Why you need to go down before you build the building? Why do you need to do that?
Foundation.
So to hold the building. So now, if you build it on a flat land, what's going to happen? It's going to collapse. And that's how it is. Anything that will be promising for future, you have to make a foundation, a little bit of hardship. And then you see how the future is going to be promising. And that means when you go through the hardship, not start complaining, ay, 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 what happened to me? Why is it like this? What kind of mazal I have? You have to be happy. Why? Because you're creating the foundation to build a nice high rise. Hashem Zakenu, Hashem Vishot, Haram Bam Tatzal, Rabbi Al Hatzila, all the Gezora, all will be away. Hashem Nisgebe Yeshua.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.